You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another summer night episode of TPC this Saturday night, June the 11th it is, and we continue to blitz through the early parts of summer. Summer, of course, officially kicked off a couple of weeks ago with that Memorial Day broadcast, that Yankee Memorial Day broadcast, as we call it, with Robert Wallace, Jason Kuna, John Friend, Neil Kumar, Sonny Thomas. Last week, another big show, Adrian Davis, Sam Dixon interviewing Charles Balsman live from Moscow, and Mark Weber. So we're going to slow things down just a little bit tonight because we need to. And I mean slow it down in so much as we've got just one guest tonight, but what a guest, and a debut guest. 2 hours for yours truly and Keith Alexander to tackle the issues. And that's how we're going to do things tonight. So I say slow it down. We're not going to slow down the great content, just sort of pace ourselves a little bit more when we welcome Mike Enoch of The Right Stuff and the National Justice Party to the program for the first time after all these years. Why did it take so long? I don't know. But it's great to be here and great to be with you, and great to have such a great guest, and great to see you, Keith.
Great to be seen. Let me tell you, it's great to be back, and it's also... there was so much covered in the last couple of weeks. I think it's good for us to kind of go over that ground and give you the special political cesspool treatment on those issues, because the issues that were brought up over the past couple of weeks were dynamite, and they're very, very important to the future of white people everywhere. And we need to make sure that people understand exactly what the establishment is trying to accomplish, for example, with the Ukraine war.
Well, Keith, we touched on this during our pre-show meal tonight, just before we got to the studio. We were talking a little bit about last week's show. You enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, Adrian Davis, great on Europe. Then we had Charles Balsman of Russia Insider being interviewed by Sam Dixon, who has a special affinity for Russia. He speaks Russian. He's visited there numerous times. And I thought that was an excellent session. And then to put the cherry on top, you had Mark Weber last week talking about the Ukraine war and other things. All of this stuff is really important, and you cannot listen to the mainstream media without basically imbibing of neocon propaganda. So we're going to try to set that straight.
All right, and we're going to do it tonight. We've got a lot of good stuff to come to. It just seemed as though there was an overload of topics that I was interested in covering tonight. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to get to them in short order with some good pacing. But you know who else is like the recent shows, Keith, is the audience. And we haven't gone to the mailbag in recent weeks. It's been busy, but we're going to go to the mailbag tonight just to get things started, and I wanted to read this one from the top of the pile. This comes in from Ed Fields. Now, when you can earn the respect and praise of your heroes, it's certainly a good thing. Ed Fields is just one of these guys who's a legend. He's been around forever. He has been fighting far longer than us. Dr. Ed Fields writes, James, you're doing very important work. God bless you. And he sent in a contribution. So that's one thing I'm very proud that TPC has been able to do, is above and beyond our loyal family of listeners, we also have the respect of our peers, and I think that that's important.
Well, so many people in the right are like a bull in a china shop. They splinter things every way. We basically consolidate and get people together. We build rather than destroy, and that is so important. There are so many people that are nursing petty grievances on the right nowadays, and it's nothing new. It's been that way for a long time. But on the other hand, we've always seen our role as being just the opposite of that.
We want to be unifiers. We want to be the nexus, as they call us. But here's one from a listener in Sebring, Florida. She writes, "Love your show. Keep up the good work," along with a nice contribution. This is, of course, our second quarter fundraising drive. Listener, longtime listener, Beecher, Illinois, who sends in something every quarter, every single quarter for as long as I can remember. Keep fighting. Yes, we will. Another listener in Essington, Pennsylvania. James, keep up the great work. The radio show is great. Great seems to be the word of the day, and I can certainly live with that. Here is one that reads, "James and Keith, thank you for your tireless work and dedication." That's from Montgomery, Alabama. This one from California, an anonymous contributor and listener writes, "There's a machine," these are called Coinstar machines, if maybe you've seen them in your local grocery store. "There's a machine in my local grocery store," he writes, "which converts coins into credit for Federal Reserve notes. Wouldn't you know, the machine had an advertisement for sending the proceeds to the NAACP. Well, instead, I am sending you a contribution in support of your First Amendment rights. You might mention this on your radio program. I'll see you in the final victory." Well, I will mention it, and I'll see you there, listener in California. And how about this from a listener in Salt Lake City, Utah? Have you heard the cities from which I'm reading this course? All over.
Great diversity.
"Dear James and Keith, I learned something about Jefferson Davis right here from this listener in Salt Lake City." He writes, "I know Confederate History Month is over, but I found some interesting information about President Jefferson Davis while I was watching a railroad documentary. It turns out that he has some history here in Utah. Jefferson Davis worked as a government railroad surveyor in the 1830s. He was instrumental in surveying some of the routes for the original Transcontinental Railroad. At the time, it was not known where the Transcontinental Line would run. He surveyed the line that went through Provo Canyon in the 1830s. However, they decided not to use that line for the Transcontinental Route. What is interesting is that he came to Utah to survey in the 1830s before the pioneers came here in 1847. Thank you for your inspired work and great show." Learning something about our president from a listener in Utah. How about that, Keith? Yes, we do learn from the audience as well. And this perhaps one of my very favorite pieces that we've received in quite a while. This is from a listener in North Jackson, Ohio. He writes, "Dear James, fate whispers to the warrior, 'You cannot withstand the storm.' The warrior whispers back, 'I am the storm.' Keep up the good work, warriors." And that's best regards from a listener in North Jackson, Ohio. So they're liking what we're doing, and if they're happy, I'm happy. And we got another big show tonight with another big guest and a lot of great topics, which we're going to get to right after this first break. We're going to be talking about more encouraging news and trends, a collection of encouraging news items, this in our first hour. And then in the third hour, later tonight, I'm going to tell you about something very significant that happened exactly 21 years ago today. And then Keith and I are going to talk about the desperate January 6th hearings. That's coming up in the third hour. Mike Enoch coming up to anchor the whole thing tonight in the next hour. Keith and I are going to get to work right after this with that opening monologue now having been completed. Buckle up tight, folks. We're ready to go. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. And so here we go. A new poll is out. Now, we've been talking about poll after poll after poll for months now, going back to last year. The last poll that we cited made mention of the fact that, according to it, 61% of Trump voters believe that Democrats are trying to replace white people with immigrants and people of color for political reason. Brand new poll out, and the findings are, at this point, at the latest check, 73% of Trump voters believe in the Great Replacement. The article continues, the so-called Great Replacement theory was cited by an 18-year-old white gunman, of course, going to bring that out, who shot 10 black people. You'll never hear races mentioned when it's the inverse, as you know, at a grocery store in Buffalo. New polling shows that 73% of Trump voters believe in the theory, as do 8% of Biden voters. Well, I would point out, too, that not only do 73% of Trump voters apparently believe in the truth, plain as the nose on your face, but this is a very well and heavily armed 73% of the Republican voting base. So you're talking about tens of millions of people here, which is also why the anti-whites are almost as concerned with taking away the Second Amendment as they are with erasing our people. You almost can't fully do one without the other. And in fact, Keith, we were talking about this. There was a graph that came up that we saw that mentioned the number of people killed by gun violence in America each year. And I think it numbered in the thousands. And then it had the number of people killed by the government when they do not have guns to protect themselves, and those examples were in the millions. So, yes, we will stick by the Second Amendment for sure.
It's a life-saving mechanism for our people.
So, interestingly, with regards to gun violence or deaths by shootings in America, and we know, by the way, that's a almost exclusively black enterprise, but the United States is dysfunctional because of that diversity and multiculturalism. But even with that, and even with that portion of the population skewing the statistics on this issue, the United States still ranks just 64th in mass shootings per capita, still much better than third world countries. But that's where we stand right now. So 73%, Keith, pretty good stuff. More and more coming around to the real realities of the situation every day, it would appear.
Well, the reality of the Great Replacement is not being lost on the American people. Because the left is pushing their agenda, more of our agenda is coming up in rebuttal to theirs. you know, and whenever they want to bring up gun violence, we need to bring up the fact that most of the gun deaths in America are caused by black males. That needs to, that we need to create a third rail for them. Whenever they talk about gun deaths, we need to talk about black gun deaths leading the charge.
Well, that's right. And a candidate that Trump has endorsed for the United States Senate out of Arizona is doing that. And his name
Blake Masters,
that's right. So here again, you have mainstream politicians getting in on the act because it is becoming a path to electoral success. Why do they all of a sudden have courage? Have they changed? Has the GOP changed? No, they haven't. But the Republican voter base has, to such an extent that some Republicans cannot help but go along with it. Now, that is a good thing. Politics follows culture. That's the old saying. But this guy that Trump endorsed in the United States Senate election out there in Arizona, Blake Masters, says Well, this is actually the headline in a Rolling Stone magazine article. Trump endorsed Senate candidate blames gun violence on, quote, black people, frankly, end quote. The story continues. Blake Masters, whom former President Donald Trump recently endorsed for Senate in Arizona, said during a podcast appearance earlier this week that, quote, black people, frankly, end quote, are responsible for America's gun violence problem. Now, they skewer him. They pretend that that is not the fact. But, of course, he is correct. It is 100%
And the more
factual.
They talk about it, the more the actual truth of the matter gets discussed, which is that black males are the primary killers using guns in America. And the left will growl and, you know, howl like a bulldog with a bloody bone when you bring that up. But that's wonderful, because that message is getting across to the American people. The key to the present moment in American history and culture about, you know, the left versus the right, there are so many people on the right as well as the left that want to give a pass to the civil rights movement and to black people generally. And we can't allow that to happen. We need to make sure that all of the dysfunction, all of the problems that have been wrought upon America by the civil rights movement are brought out front and center for the American people to see. Because you can't hide part of the truth from the people and expect them to have any confidence in you. You've got to tell the truth fearlessly, and that's what I'm glad to see Blake Masters doing.
And every stat and data analysis, of course, backs up Blake Masters and what he's saying here with regards to the violence by race, by the system's own numbers, by the way. These aren't numbers that we cooked. These are their numbers. They just, of course, choose to suppress it and lie about it. And that's what they do.
And unfortunately, there are way too many so-called conservatives in America that go right along with this. But you can't hide the truth from the people. The truth will set you free. Tell the truth and shame the devil, as they used to say in the old days. That's what we need to do, and we need to bring out all of the truth, and we need to call out all of our enemies, not just some of them.
In the meantime, if you want to talk about violence, here's another example of violence from the alleged peace and tolerance crowd, the left. You had a man this week arrested outside of Justice Kavanaugh's home and charged with attempted murder. He was stalking the justice, apparently, in his yard on his property with a gun, saying he was going to kill him. Now, that, I think, Keith, comes closer to a true insurrection than January 6th. And again, we're going to be talking about January 6th much more in the third hour. But there, I mean, January 6th, they were never going to do anything that was going to stop. You kill a justice, you all of a sudden, you really are changing things.
Now, the guy that was threatening the justice was following the lead of none other than the Democratic head of the Senate, Chuck Schumer, who said to the Supreme Court justices, particularly Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, that they better tone down or else they're going to inherit the whirlwind, or they're going to catch the whirlwind. In other words, we're coming after you. And they're not talking about coming after him in terms of elections, because, of course, Supreme Court justices aren't elected. He's talking about murder. Now, Chuck Schumer gets away with doing that. Meanwhile, they have to fabricate out of whole cloth a narrative regarding Donald Trump regarding January the 6th to try to cast him in the same light. People are not fools. They know what's going on. This January the 6th hearing, for example, that they had, I think it lost the left more adherence than it got them. Benny Thompson, the head, the black guy from Mississippi, looks like Uncle Remus without the wit and the charm. He is, you know, again, why did they have him as the figurehead to represent the anti-protester forces on January the 6th? Because they think there's some magic about black people. They've got to have black people front and center. They are, you know, they are their fail-safe. Whenever they have problems with any part of their agenda, what do? They go back to the sainted civil rights movement and they try to bring black people to the forefront because they think they are, you know, talismanic. They are the people that basically no one can say anything about. That's why we've got to call out black people for their liberalism, their contributions to the dysfunction in American society today, because otherwise the left will continue to use them as some type of magic potion that neutralizes every right-wing argument.
I think what we are seeing here, going back and stepping back and looking at this from the broader perspective, is quite astonishing. We're going to cover this story in greater detail in the next segment, but there's a headline by the New York Times which reads, House Democrats dared Republicans to oppose white supremacy. Maybe. And they obliged. So I think that this is really astonishing, folks. You have so many voters, to repeat myself, you have so many voters now within the Republican base that have been awakened to racial realities in many ways and in large part due to the terroristic actions taken by Black Lives Matter and Antifa in recent years, that now even the GOP itself is taking or being forced to take somewhat pro-white measures on occasion. This is something you would have never seen as recently as just a few short years ago, and we'll come back with that story and that topic next. So much more to come tonight. We're just getting started.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, telling Sky News that Russia is using whatever they could get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with, so they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. It's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers are likely launching heavy missiles in Ukraine that were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Inflation got worse, not better, last month, hitting a high not seen since 1981. That caused Wall Street to close down at the end of the week, marking another losing week. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas topped $5 overnight Saturday, according to AAA. That's 19 cents higher than last week and $1.93 higher from this time a year ago. Some places are paying well above $5 a gallon. The highest average for a gallon of gas is in California at $6.43 a gallon. In Mississippi, they have the lowest at $4.52 a gallon. After that, inflation hitting its highest levels in four decades, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says consumer prices have surged 8.6% last month. The cost of groceries up nearly 12%, rent also up by 5.5%. President Biden blaming Russia and its war against Ukraine.
But we've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Economic experts also pointing to money from COVID stimuluses, as well as the Fed for not acting sooner to control inflation. You are listening to USA Radio News.
All right, before we go to the story we were just teasing, our friend Rich asked, how will Masters getting elected help anything? It's a good question, and I've got the answer. I mean, certainly nothing is a silver bullet necessarily, but if you have to choose between the kind of people who have been representing Arizona in the United States Senate, Jeff Flake, John McCain, and a guy who says blacks are committing gun violence, anybody that can amplify truth is, I'll take it.
And beyond that, Rich, just the fact that it's being said by somebody who has a R after his name, or even if it was being said by someone who's a Democrat. Now that this taboo,
I don't know if
topic,
you're ever going to see that.
But see, what I'm saying is, though, the more the topic is discussed, the more mainstream it becomes, and the left has been hiding behind the race issue forever. They just bring up black people, and suddenly Republicans and conservatives alike are lost for words. Now they're no longer lost for words. They can come back and they can discuss it, and it is driving the left nuts.
Okay, well, he said he didn't say how will he help, how will it change things. And that's a good question, too. If you get enough Republicans in that will oppose things like the New York Times is reporting, that will change things. That does change things, or at least prevent them from getting any worse for the moment. House Democrats dared Republicans to oppose white supremacy measure. They obliged. So the story here out of the New York Times, and I'm reading this from the New York Times, I wouldn't encourage you to do that, ladies and gentlemen. Let me do it for you so you don't have to be subjected to this stuff. But the story out of Washington is that House Republicans voted en masse on Wednesday, this was this most recent Wednesday, against a resolution condemning a white supremacist conspiracy theory, as they call it, after Democrats tacked it onto a procedural measure to advance gun control legislation, effectively daring the GOP to oppose it. The resolution condemned the so-called, and again, I'm reading from the system's news, the system's mouthpiece, the Washington the New York Times, the resolution condemned the so-called Great Replacement Theory, the belief that Western elites want to replace and marginalize white Americans, which apparently motivated the gunman who slaughtered 10 black people, with a capital B, at a supermarket in Buffalo last month. The measure, which also opened an hours-long debate on legislation to prohibit the sale of semi-automatic weapons, blah, 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 blah. Republicans uniformly opposed this, to a man and a woman, 100% opposing the so-called white, resolution to condemn.
And what happened, the people that had the sock stuffed in their mouth this time was the left. They didn't know what to make of that. They didn't want to bring it out. They thought they had the secret formula to shut up Republicans by bringing up race and bringing up white supremacy. And when now those things aren't working, they have got to come up with an entirely new strategy for dealing with
things
the right.
Could be changing. So this was what my book was about back in 2010. It was just all you had to do was white supremacists, racist, whatever. Accuse
forget,
the issue
forget
or the
person, about it. It's no
it's
problem.
Gone.
Yeah, right.
But they,
yeah,
they got it, everything would be rubber stamped. But now it's not happening every time,
there's
and it's increasingly not happening every time.
There's nothing to fear but fear itself in regard to that. In fact, the more that you allow yourself to defend yourself on the terms that they think are toxic, the more support you will get from John and Jane Doe out there in the
this
natural
is what's happening. Politics follows culture, and you've got a Republican base now that's forcing their candidates and representatives in many cases, or in an increasing number of cases, to do things like this. So this was Brad Griffin's take on it, and we mentioned this earlier. The GOP hasn't changed, but the Republican voters have. They are less naive about race in the post-George Floyd, Joe Biden, new progressive era. The politicians have their finger in the wind, and they are afraid of crossing their voters. So I saw, by the way, I should go back to this, when Nancy Pelosi was announcing this measure that the New York Times was reporting on, she was at a podium, and the podium had a piece of signage in multicolor that said, "We must condemn the replacement myth." And she was flanked by, it looked like, a contingent from the United Nations. Not just every color of people, but every shade of every color you could imagine were there flanking her to the left and the right as she made mention that we must condemn the replacement myth to announce this piece of this resolution that the Republicans unanimously voted against. And I got to go back very quickly on this. And we said this a couple of weeks ago when we covered the Buffalo shooting, but make no mistake about it and let us speak in no uncertain terms. It is not a replacement theory. It is not a theory at all. It is a fact. Whites are being demographically replaced on this continent on purpose. The white population of the population in the United States is dramatically decreasing while every other population is increasing. It is
and
not
who's
debatable.
Doing it? Who's doing it? It's the left doing it. It's not a right-wing conspiracy. It's not something else. It's not black people. It is the left, the American left, and leftists throughout the world are using this strategy against white people.
And they say so. And Keith, this is a good point. Not only are they the ones doing it, they say they're doing it. They brag about it when they're on friendly terms.
When you point it out, then they try to deny it.
Well, then it's a conspiracy. You're right.
Which makes it so obviously, patently false. Their positions are so dishonest that it doesn't escape the attention of John and Jane Doe out there anymore. That's what's so wonderful about what is happening. The left got scared to death by Donald Trump. They decided to throw their left-wing change machine into overdrive. And as a result, people now know just how evil the left is, just how much the left hates white people for no real purpose. They know that they're using this, they're using racial animus, race hatred against whites, as a way to gain power. And they're, white people are still the majority in America and in Europe. And white people are now being awakened to the threat. The fact that 73% of American Republicans now believe that the Great Replacement theory is not a theory anymore, it's a fact, and that the left is guilty as charged. That is wonderful news for us. And, for example, I heard Biden talking about Putin's inflation and Putin's gas hike price. Well, you know what? It's American foreign policy miscues by the Biden administration that's caused this. Putin would be selling all the gas and oil that he could to Europe, but for the fact that Biden's administration has basically, through NATO, put the brakes on those purchases. And as a result of that, there is a great shortage. Ever hear of supply and demand, Joe Biden? Well, when you reduce the supply and you don't reduce the demand, prices go up. And that's what's happened. And that's what's happening here. And Joe Biden got on Jimmy Kimmel's program this past week and said with a straight face that America is having its best economy ever historically. Now, you talk about a guy that's living, denial is not just a river in Africa. It is the truth. it is exactly what they're doing on the left with the Democrats. And the people can see that the emperor has no clothes now.
And increasingly, here's again Governor DeSantis in Florida with another little feather in his cap this week, taking to task what he called the legacy media. I think that's what Peter Brimelow calls it, the legacy media. He was fighting back against a Washington Post article saying, "We don't care what you say anymore. We're not afraid of you anymore." I mean, something to that effect, and in no uncertain terms. He called it the legacy media. We're not afraid of you anymore. So I think we're seeing residual effects of the galvanization.
This is a sea change in the political climate in America.
The galvanization of the disaffected voting base that comprises the dissident majority, that is the Republican base. And this could be big. And that's not all. Demographers are now quietly discussing the very real threat, not of population overload, but of population collapse. Elon Musk has amplified this as well. And if that day comes, who's going to inherit the earth? Well, it's not going to be the woke who don't have kids. It's not going to be the homosexuals. It's going to be the fundamentalists and the race-oriented families who value kinship and keeping their lines alive, like me.
And it's all Americans. But, black people have just gone up from 10% of the population of America in 1960 to 13% today. So they're not being they're not replacing us. Who's replacing us are third worlders who are being invited in for the sole purpose of providing the Democrats with votes that they can't earn from among America's indigenous population, white, black, or whatever.
I think that there are going to be opportunities that are forthcoming that we have not enjoyed before. And I know, believe me, I know, every institution and every media outlet is in array against us. They could never fall, could they? Sure they could. And I think we're already seeing very real fissures.
Well, when people understand that they are being replaced and that they intend harm not only to us but to succeeding generations, to your children and grandchildren, that will awaken people, and that is awakening people right now and throughout America and Europe.
If these 73% of well-armed Trump voters who now believe they're being replaced start to get really uncomfortable by, say, an economic collapse or a higher inflation, they can't put gas in the tank or food on the table, the response may not be amicable. We'll be right back. American Freedom News is your daily one-stop website that will keep you fully informed. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of the big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as it provides truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first and in the historic American nation. Many Americans are finally waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America and Western civilization can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This first hour just going by very, very, very quickly. Mike Enoch of The Right Stuff and the National Justice Party will be with us for the entire second hour. And then Keith and I are back on in the third hour for more news, more tackling of the issues and applying commentary to them. It really defeats the purpose of me saying this. If you're tuned in right now, you don't have a problem. But I do know that our website has been down for the most of the hour due to heavy traffic. Our webmaster is on it. Our webmaster is a beautiful lady in her late 30s, and she just does a great job. And it's Saturday night. You know, she should be out having fun, right? Well, she's working on our website, and I am thankful to her and in debt for her service. But she is getting us back up and running. Now, of course, the show is still live, loud, and clear no matter what. I know some people may go to the website to listen. There's several ways to listen to the program. And if you're tuned in now, you know that. If you listen later in the archives and you wonder why the website was down during the first hour, well, when you tune in and hear this, now you'll know. So there's the update. What, you want more good news, Keith? We may have to change the name of this program to the Good News Hour.
The Happy Times.
Liz Cheney.
Happy days.
Down by 30 points. Down by 30 points. Bye-bye, Liz. So the Cheney dynasty is over. Poof, it's gone. Heads are rolling now, Keith, for Republicans, or at least in this instance.
Cheney can run, but she can't hide. The McCains can run, but they can't hide. All of the duplicitous, backstabbing Republican hierarchy that basically kept the interests of white people from being represented by the Republican Party for so long, they are being made to walk the plank. I would be very surprised if Liz Cheney wins her election. If she does, it is proof positive of there being electoral fraud in Wyoming.
You don't come back from 30 points down. You just there's not enough electoral fraud in the world to make up that gap. So I think she's done. The story out of Politico.
Stick a fork in her.
By the way, Politico asked me for a comment on a story, I think, week before last. We still do get those requests all the time. At the very least on a monthly basis, if not more often than that. And I just don't give interviews. I that has been my policy for years and years now. So if you're wondering why TPC made so much news for so many years and then we're not on the news as much, it's because I quit talking to them, but they still ask. But this is a story from Politico. GOP Representative Liz Cheney is down 30 points in a new survey. The poll, which provides perhaps the starkest illustration yet of the political peril Cheney faces.
That's the political demise of her. That's what she's facing. She is basically going to be private citizen Cheney from now on out. I'm sure they'll have a nice sinecure for her at MSNBC or CNN or in Harvard or Yale or something like that. But guess what? Her days of influencing public policy in America is coming to an end.
No, that's right. I would rather be a humanities professor somewhere poisoning the minds of a handful of kids per semester than being in the United States Congress.
Right.
Than being in the United States Congress. Well, look, I mean, all of these institutions have to be gutted. I mean, academia, the church, we'll talk a little bit more about the church again, and that's one of our favorite topics in the third hour. The media, you name it, all of them.
But the church has been committing suicide, basically,
well, let's not
for
get
the
into
past
that.
50 years. But see, that's what's happening. It's happening not only to the church, it's happening to the Democratic Party. It's happening to our institutions, our governmental institutions, and our cultural institutions.
Well, but all that can change. What happened after Weimar Germany? What happened to the Soviet Union? I mean, things
do
change.
That's the point I was trying to make. They are committing suicide by following their own instincts. So, like Napoleon said, when your enemy is busy making a mistake, don't interrupt him.
People naturally will go with whatever's most convenient. This was something that I can't remember who said it or if I was on somebody else's show and they said it. But basically, most people are just looking after number one. They want to make a living. They don't concern themselves too much with politics. And so they go along with the flow. When the flow changes, everything changes. We got to damn this thing up and reroute the course.
Well, people are interested in their own welfare first, their children's welfare second. And when things start impacting that welfare, suddenly people's attention has been obtained. That's what's happening with gas prices, with inflation, with this economic collapse that America is seeing now under Democratic policies and under a Democratic administration. Joe Biden hasn't pumped gas in years, so he doesn't know about the pain at the pump.
I don't
right?
think Joe knows much about anything.
Yeah, Joe.
Slow
know,
Joe.
Bo knows, but Joe don't know.
Imagine this man believing he could run. Imagine him even being able to think, but that he will run for re-election.
You know, the fact that he had the nerve to accept the presidency when he knew the election had been a fraud and he had been...
Keith, we don't know what he knows. And I don't think he
yeah,
does either.
I don't think he knows, which end is up or that, the moon is not made of green cheese.
Well, here's another little piece of correspondence that came in this week. You folks are too nice to us. You're too good to us, and the praise is too much. But this listener writes, sometimes I catch myself thinking it would be great if James Edwards ran for Congress, Elon Musk for governor, and Tucker Carlson for president. But I always end back at the same place. Each is likely having a far greater positive impact doing what they have been doing. Gentlemen, I appreciate the vital work you have performed, and I hope that you continue doing what you're doing. Well, dear listener, that is certainly the plan, and we know what's going to save us. Do you know what's going to save us, Keith?
The truth.
Dostoevsky wrote that beauty will save the world.
Well, that beauty is a type of truth.
This was a little something we put out this week with regard to our ongoing second quarter fundraising drive. Our people and our land are beautiful expressions of God and nature, a people of purpose living here on earth and someday even having a destiny in the stars. Indeed, and this is the truth, it is love and beauty that inspire all that we do and all that we desire here at TPC. We have had a encouragingly good start to our second quarter fundraising drive. And I want to thank everybody who has contributed thus far, whether you be a first-time donor, a monthly donor, a quarterly donor, whatever. But we need everybody to do it. And $100 or more, you know, you're going to get a piece of truly beautiful photo artwork that will, I hope, will inspire you. It inspired me. It made me think as I looked at this picture that that's us. This picture captures how I feel right now. There is a storm, but one day the sun will pierce through this darkness once more, and we will be liberated. At a time when media-promoted junk art reaches new lows of ugliness and degeneracy, we're offering you a special selection. And it was a picture, of course, taken by David Duke.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I wanted to bring that up. The people that don't like David Duke are the people that have never read his books, have never listened to his podcasts. If you did either of those things, the man's devotion to the truth would come shining through, crashing through your consciousness. And we need to understand that. You know, that is what is important. Perceptions are not the ultimate reality. Reality is the ultimate reality, folks. And that's what you need to understand. That's what we stand for here at the Political Cesspool.
So this piece we're mailing you out, and by the way, our website is now back online. I'm going to have to send a few more shekels to our webmaster for her to take time out, go back to her computer at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night. That's
something. If you send her shekels, she'd probably send them back.
She's great, and her mother was great, and her mother was our webmaster before she passed away. Just a dear, dear, dear family, been with me since the very beginning. It's we have met. Keith, this is the
truth. Laura is a family dog.
We have met so many wonderful people. The guests we interview, the audience that tunes in, the people we've met behind the scenes, the people that work for us and work with us that the listeners never know about, like this young lady. It's just been the joy and the thrill of my life now that I'm on the cusp of another birthday coming up in a few days, about to turn 42. I was 24 when we started this whole thing. It's just it's going by fast.
One of the unexpected benefits of being involved with this show is how many good, honest, authentic, genuine people
hear.
That you run into as a result of it.
Like Rich and our friend Rick in South Brooklyn, who text almost nearly in real time every show. I mean, listen, the best men and women, the best friends that I've ever met in my life, I've met through this cause, which is supposed to be the scourge of the earth, but it is everything but that. It is righteous, it is pure, it is holy, it is beautiful.
It is truth, justice, and the American way, folks.
And so, again, I think, judging by the early response, that people seem to like the selection that we made with regards to our incentive for your loyal support in this particular fundraising drive. So it is an 8x10 copy, an 8x10 print of this photograph taken in Europe by former Representative David Duke. He is personally signing these for you in gold ink. You can frame it in your home, your office. Again, the piece, you can look at the picture for yourself at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We've got a internet version of the picture, obviously without the signature, but it depicts a scene in which black clouds are dissipating over a mountainous terrain in Europe. Beautiful picture, sunlight reaching the bottom of the land once more. And that's what we're fighting towards, Keith. And I let's, if you will it is no dream, to borrow a phrase from one of the sons of Israel.
Well, let me tell you, David Duke has devoted his life to the cause of white people. And it's only fitting that some of his artwork is being featured in our fundraiser this month. Let me tell you, the people that have a special place in heaven are going to be the people that have been working tirelessly and without thanks for years. And finally, what they've been doing is beginning to bear fruit. We're seeing it with 73% of American Republicans now knowing the truth about the Great Replacement. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact.
Got Mike Enoch waiting in the wings to make his debut appearance on this program. He has truly been one of the predominant and premier voices of our calls for many years now. You want to support us this first quarter? You want to get that autographed picture by David Duke of that scene we described? You got to send it in through the mail. Address is on the site as well at thepoliticalcesspool.org, which is now back up and running. It is fully back up and running. We're back to full strength. It was down due to heavy traffic. That's a good reason to be down, I think. But you got to send it in by check because we cannot accept credit card contributions these last couple of years. We'll be right back with Mike.